Hey, you're listening to Don't Make Sense. I'm Dr. Vivian Rodriguez, an educational psychologist, blogger, educator, and coach who loves to talk about style, life, creating, and mental health. Okay, so I started this podcast to create a space to talk about style and substance, to talk about the complexities of being a woman who's authentic and thriving. All right, let's get into it. This episode is going to be all about how to wear a tulle skirt and love it. Now, hear me out before you click off or go to the next episode. A tulle skirt isn't just for Carrie Bradshaw, although it totally gives Carrie Bradshaw from Sex and the City vibes when you wear one. It's a skirt that, you know, if you style it the right way, you will enjoy wearing it. And so I got a few tips to kind of help you get started with wearing a tulle skirt. I did some research for this episode, and you know, I wanted to find pieces that talked about how to wear a tulle skirt. I didn't find a ton of pieces, to be honest. I found more like to buy a tulle skirt. And so I finally found one on HuffPost.com talking about, you know, how to wear a tulle skirt without looking like a ballerina. And it was just kind of talking about the same thing I said, that I know you're thinking like a tulle skirt is like a tutu and it's like looks ridiculous, but talks about how you might be missing out. And then it also had some ideas on how to wear a tulle skirt. So I link this in the show notes for you so you can go and see what ideas they had. But, you know, it's kind of saying the same thing. It's something that you would think is like over the top, but it could be a really fun piece if you style it in a way that'll work for you. So a little background on the tulle skirt, or how I got into wearing a tulle skirt. I started thrifting like a couple years ago. And I think there's an episode. Well, yeah, there's an episode about that. And one of the things I found, both of my tulle skirts, I have a pink one and a white one, I found when I was thrifting. So it's been something that I thought was like low risk to try out. And I'm so glad that I did try it out, because it's one of those skirts like over the last couple years that I wear in different ways. And I pull out, you know, different seasons as well. So what we're gonna talk about are three tips on how to style a tulle skirt so you won't feel like you're wearing your little sister's tulle skirt or look silly. And that you also will feel confident when you're wearing it. So let's get right into the three tips I have for styling a tulle skirt. Tip one, wear it with the basic top. Okay, so first of all, a tulle skirt is already pretty extra. It's an extra item that looks kind of over the top. So you want to bring it down a bit and anchor it with the basic top. So for me, I've worn it with just like a tank top. I've worn it with like a real like bright fuchsia bodysuit tank top that's really basic. I've worn it with the black turtleneck. I've also worn it with just like a V-neck thin sweater. So real basic up top, not too much going on, so that you don't take away from the skirt, you don't compete with it. You also just don't overwhelm your outfit with too many things going on. Also, by going with like a basic top, you give the skirt more of a casual vibe. And it brings down the kind of fancy girliness that that, you know, a tulle skirt can kind of give off. The second tip would be add structure with the belt. So when I wear a tulle skirt, there's a couple things going on with the tulle skirt. Usually it doesn't have a zipper or a button. It's just like an elastic waist, and it may not have like a real defined waist. So what I do is I add a belt. It doesn't have to be like a really wide one. I feel like just a one that would be for like pants is fine. And I do this for a couple reasons. First of all, tulle skirt is a piece with a lot of volume already, right? And so by adding a belt, you want to kind of bring it in a little bit and accentuate your waist. And that way you don't want your silhouette to get lost in the skirt. Also, a belt can kind of bring the outfit together, and it'll look a little bit more kind of casual. Versus like having something, you know, like sometimes the waist just looks a little funky, or it looks too much like you're wearing a dress. The other tip is to add some denim or a coat. So you want to add denim or a coat to complete the look. So we're going back to that idea of Carrie Bradshaw, that example, and she's just wearing a tulle skirt and with a tank top, you know, just as is. Even though that worked in Sex and the City, it probably won't work for you in everyday style or for most of us. So instead, throw on a coat to complete the look. And it adds also some texture to the outfit and it adds a bit more structure to the look. So what I've done is with the denim, I've added a chambray shirt, so that kind of also adds a casual vibe to it, adds structure. I've also done it, worn it with the denim jacket. And that also kind of brings it down, but denim jackets, are pretty structured. And finally, I've worn it with like a pea coat. So again, it just kind of brings the foofiness and the girliness down and gives some structure. And it makes it look like you're actually purposely, intentionally wearing a tulle skirt to make it an outfit. One more thing I would mention is think about the length. I think the length being kind of almost not midi, but a little bit above, like by your knees, is a good place for the skirt to fall. I think if you go too short, it can be a little harder to style, and it won't look like your basic, like kind of A-line skirt. So kind of look at the length and for your frame and what might work. But for me, I try for it to be not too short. Because then that makes it just kind of harder, I think, to style and pull off kind of a casual look of mixing the girliness and whimsicalness of a tulle skirt with more casual items.
Like what you're hearing? Go ahead and subscribe, rate, and review the podcast. You can also share the podcast on Instagram and tag me at Live by Viv. As far as my music, it's The Croft by Joachim Karrueche. And everything we talked about in this episode can be found in the show notes on livebyviv.com. Okay, and remember, don't mix in because you don't need to.